What's the one piece of gear you're probably ignoring? It's earplugs. If you want to know why, hang out. We'll talk about what's going on with your hearing. I selected this topic because I like hearing stuff.
And maybe you do too. Listen to this. You know that moment when you get off your bike after a ride and everything sounds just a little off? Like the world is wrapped in cotton. That's not just part of riding. That's damage. Permanent damage. And the worst part? It's coming because of one piece of gear nobody talks about and almost nobody wears. Earplugs are a big deal. Today, I'll show you what's happening to your hearing and what you can do about it. Assuming you intend to keep riding. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. And around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially channel subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. Most of the time when we think about motorcycle safety, we think about helmets, jackets, gloves, stuff you can see. But one of the most dangerous things on your ride, you can't see. The wind and engine noise. At just 40 miles per hour, noise inside your helmet can hit around 90 to 95 decibels. At highway speed, you're pushing 100 decibels or more. That's the same level as a chainsaw. Now, here's the kicker. Hearing damage doesn't just happen at once. It's slow. Sneaky. Ride after ride after ride. Until one day, that ringing never goes away. Most riders think, I've been riding for years. I'm fine. Yeah, for now. Hearing loss doesn't feel like an injury. There's no crash, no scars, no dramatic moment. It's just asking people to repeat themselves, turning the TV up louder, missing certain frequencies, and eventually, tinnitus. That constant ringing? There's no cure. You don't tough it out. You live with it. Forever.
I used to think hearing loss was something that happened to other people, not riders, not me. I loved the sound of the bike, the wind. I figured that was just part of it. And for years, nothing seemed wrong. That's how it gets you. It's not sudden, just little bits at a time. Little gaps in conversations. Things just not sounding as clear as they used to. At first, you don't notice it happening. You only notice what's already gone. And once it's gone, that's it. So yeah, I look at it differently now. Some things on a ride feel small until they aren't.
Here's the biggest excuse I hear. If I wear earplugs, I won't be able to hear traffic. That sounds logical, but it's actually backwards. Good earplugs don't block everything. They reduce harmful noise while still letting you hear important sounds. In fact, many riders report they hear better with earplugs because wind noise is reduced, engine tone is clearer, sirens and horns stand out more. Instead of chaos, you get clarity. Let's talk about something riders don't connect to hearing at all. Fatigue. That constant roar in your ears. Your brain is working overtime to process it. Hour after hour, it wears you down. Slower reactions, less focus, more mistakes. You think you're tired from the ride, but part of it is the noise. Reduce the noise, and suddenly you're sharper for longer. Talk to older riders. No, not the ones posting highlight reels. The ones who have been riding for decades. You'll hear things like, I wish I started wearing earplugs sooner. Because once it's gone, it doesn't come back. No surgery, no fix, no reset button. Just a constant reminder, ringing in every quiet moment. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. This isn't complicated. You've got options. Cheap foam earplugs, effective, easy, disposable. Reusable silicone plugs, more comfortable for longer rides. High fidelity earplugs, designed for riders, better sound clarity. You've also got noise canceling earbuds, all kinds of options at your disposal. The key isn't perfection, it's consistency. Because the best earplugs in the world don't work if they're sitting in your pocket. Here's what I use. Artivive earplugs are engineered for the ride. They're not a sponsor. Yet. They're effective filters for wind noise while preserving the vital sounds of the road. They're designed to be comfortable under the helmet. I can still hear my music and comms while I'm wearing them. It's a good product and can help you to save your hearing. We spend thousands on bikes, hundreds on gear, but we ignore the one thing that protects something you can't replace, your hearing. So next time you gear up, before you put on your helmet, ask yourself, are you protecting everything that matters or just things you can see? If this has made you think differently about your ride, hit the like, subscribe, and share this with somebody who still rides without earplugs. Because this one mistake, you don't get to undo. Tell us in the comments how this overlooked piece of gear has changed your ride. There's another piece of gear that doesn't get the attention it deserves to keep you safe and alert on the road. Your hydration game could use some consideration. If you would like to learn how to stay hydrated and comfortable, especially on those super hot rides, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.